Allora, 11 marzo siamo al New Zimba, concerto Meshuggah Hypocrisy. Cominciamo con Peter. Peter, are you satisfied with this concert?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the crowd was killer, but except, you know, there was just one problem with the monitors. We couldn't hear what we were playing, but I mean, the crowd was responding killer, you know. We want to go back, you know.
Yeah, and the other dates in Europe?
It was okay, but we're waiting for the strong ones, you know, when we get to Germany and Austria and, you know. But so far, this is the best concert we did on this tour, you know.
Yeah, and are you satisfied with your last album?
Yeah, very much. So far, so good, you know, because we usually, by the time the album is released, we don't really like it anymore because we're so picky and stuff, you know. But so far, we like the album, you know.
Yeah, and could you make a small biography of Hypocrisy?
Yeah, well, it started with me coming back from America, like in 91, doing, you know, just sitting home writing music and stuff for just a side project, and got a contract on it, you know, and just brought all the people together. So, I mean, basically what it was, you know, it was a one-man band from the beginning, but now it's a full band, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And what are the inspiration for the whole band?
I don't know, it's so many things, you know. In the beginning, we just wanted to play as brutal, as fast as possible, you know. But, you know, after a while, you get your the things you are influenced by catching up with you, you know. So, I mean, I got so wide a music style, you know, and the whole band's got a wide music style, you know. Like, we listen to anything, you know, like from black metal to Pink Floyd to Kiss and all kinds of shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And what about the lyrics?
What about them? The only, I mean, the two first albums, we wanted to print the lyrics, but the record company just fucking refused because it was too brutal and stuff, you know. But on the two last albums, you know, it was like the last, you know, it's like the music always comes first. The last thing we do is, the last thing I do is write the lyrics to the music, you know. And I kind of rushed off, so a couple of songs wasn't as good as I wanted, you know. So I didn't want to print, you know, only 10 lyrics instead of all 13, you know. So it was kind of fucked up, you know, because I never get the time to sit down and really work on the lyrics, you know. So I wasn't really satisfied with it.
And what do you think about the death metal scene in Sweden?
Death metal scene, I don't think there is a death metal scene in Sweden because, you know, there's a lot of bands coming from Sweden, you know, but the scene is not that good, you know, compared to anywhere else, you know, so.
Yeah, and about the black metal in Scandinavia?
There's no black metal. I mean, they're a bunch of pussies, you know, they're just singing about snow and shit. There's only a couple of really black metal bands, and that's like Abruptum, Marduk, and Dark Funeral, and Old Mayhem, you know. The other ones, I mean, they're singing about snow and, you know, storms and stuff like that. I mean, what's that got to do with fucking black religion? Nothing, you know, so it's not fucking black metal, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. And what's now in the future of Hypocrisy?
We don't know yet. We're gonna go back in the studio and record the Abyss album, a new Abyss album. So we'll see what's gonna happen, you know. We don't know yet.
And are you satisfied with your label?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, they, you know, we get along very well, you know. They give us, if we tell them to give us something, you know, they give it to us, you know, so.
Now, could you say a final message, advice to our listeners?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, always do what you believe in, you know. Don't let anyone tell you anything else. As long as you believe in it, you know, either your music style or whatever, your lifestyle, you know, if someone tells you you're wrong, tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, see you on the next tour.
Exactly. Yeah.
A final grant.